There was a marriage announcement in today's business pages, a union of two American shoe icons. Nike plans to purchase the nearly century-old Converse shoe company for $305 million. Converse is best known for the Chuck Taylor All-Stars, the simple canvas shoes with the white patch on the ankle. Known as Cons, Connies, or simply Chucks, millions of people around the world have donned the trademark shoe that has changed remarkably little over time. Corky Fulton is owner of ClassicSportShoes.com, and he's here to explain some of the lore surrounding this particular classic. Corky, Chuck Taylors were invented in 1923, and people are still wearing them today. What is it about this shoe that makes them so endearing?
It's the traditional look, I think, and it's the simplicity of it. There's just canvas and rubber with a wrap that holds the two together, and it's something that has stayed constant. They've been consistent during all this time. And one of the reasons for that is because the shoe is not really a performance shoe anymore, where the technical features change over time. This is more of a lifestyle type shoe now. It's you won't find anybody playing serious basketball in the Chuck Taylors anymore, but you will find people from all walks of life enjoying wearing their Chuck Taylors.
But it was a revolutionary shoe when it was first introduced. Wasn't this one of the first of the high-top shoes in athletic footwear?
From what I understand, that's correct. I think it was just an innovation to provide more ankle support and stability while you're jumping for basketball, and it was the beginning of technical features in athletic footwear.
Well, as you've noted, they're less of a basketball shoe now and much more of a fashion statement. When you actually go to the Converse website, it's interesting because they have a long list of the movie stars who've worn these shoes on film, the musicians who've worn these shoes in music videos and on stage. What kind of people buy these shoes, and what do they say when they wear them?
People in basically any walk of life that like to have sort of their own trademark. We have a baker that we sell shoes to in San Francisco that he's been baking in Converse Chuck Taylors for 30 years. We've got school teachers who wear Chuck Taylors as a way to sort of seem less formal to their students and seem like friendlier folks. There's lawyers who wear them to get a little edge in the courtroom. Where a fellow maybe would wear a bow tie as opposed to a necktie years ago. It's just a way to differentiate yourself from your peers.
Now, the shoe looks much as it did when it was first introduced, but it has changed with the times. There are lots of colors now. There are all kinds of specialty shoes.
Yes, they've made a whole lot of different versions of it. They've had suede uppers, leather uppers, corduroy uppers. They've had hemp uppers. They've had denim uppers. And they've done all sorts of patterns. They've had stripes and flags and flames. They've made two-tone versions. They've had leopard prints. And they've made different heights. They've had some that come to the knees. They make Oxfords. They make some that fold down. And they've made just some slip-on versions.
With this purchase, Nike has said that they don't plan to replace the star on the ankle with that ubiquitous swoosh. Is that a smart decision?
Absolutely. I think Nike's going to use this as a separate company, and they'll use it to attract the customer that Converse has always attracted.
Do you remember your first pair?
I think I was about 12 years old. My dad actually had a department store, and he didn't carry Chuck Taylors. And I guess I buckled under to peer pressure. And I had him go to a competing company to buy me Chuck Taylors because that's what I had to wear.
Corky, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Happy to do it.
Corky Fulton is owner of ClassicSportShoes.com, and we spoke to him from Kings Mountain, North Carolina.